Thank you. Thank you for your friendly coming here and participating with this great Krishna consciousness movement. You have already heard something
about our activity. We are just trying to invoke the consciousness. It is not an act. It is already there in you, in me, even in the child. By this process, that the in this connection, I shall read before you some of the instructions of Prahlad Maharaj, which he gave to his fellow students. This morning we have been to Nishinghar Sri on the Singhasalam, and there are many pictures about Prahlad Maharaj's activities that is very instructive for students. Prahlad Maharaj happened to be a son of a great atheist. His father was Hiranyakashipu, the celebrated atheist. And Prahlad Maharaj was his son, only 5 years old. But from his very birth, he was a devotee of Lord Krishna, and he was chanting always Narayana, Narayana. So the father did not like. The father was an atheist, and he was very much angry with his son. There were many punishments for the son. He was thrown in the ocean, he was thrown in the fire, he was thrown to be trampled by the elephant, he was thrown before the snakes, he was given poison. In so many ways, he was tortured by the father. So this is another instruction that atheism and theism that is going on, that is the way of material life. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will find there are two classes of men. One class of men are called the atheists or asura, and the other class of men, they are called demigods or sura. So, Sri Ramanujacharya, he has defined that the persons who are abiding by the orders of the Lord, he is deva or demigod. And persons who do not abide by the orders of God, they are called asura. So, Prahlad Maharaj, it is not that asuras in biggest children only asuras. For example, in Europe and America, practically they are within the classification of asuras. But they have got many children like Prahlad. And we have collected these boys and girls. Although their father are atheists, by nature they are somehow very atheist, high class, God conscious students. So there is no question of disappointment. If we take to the process, the asuras can be changed into suras और देवता चल्लालो की जगत श्रेष्ठा हरि भक्ति परायणा अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर वैदिक सिस्टम देयर आर क्लासिफिकेशन ऑफ ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र एंड नेक्स्ट टाइम द शूद्र दे आर कॉल्ड चंडाल और पंचमार और परियार देयर आर सो मेनी नेम बट इट इज नॉट दैट बिकॉज वन इज बोर्न इन चंडाल फैमिली he cannot be elevated. That's not the fact. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Mahangi Patha Dapasitya Jetishu Papajuna Priyavashya Sathasudya Teji Janti Parangat. The thing is, one has to take to Krishna consciousness. Then it doesn't matter where he is born. He can be elevated to the highest position of transcendental life. Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms it when Parikshit Maharaj was hearing from Sukadeva Goswami. He stated, Kirata Hunan Dhatulinda Pukpasha Abhira Sundha Jamana Sathadaya Jendri Jupasa Jadupas Vyasa Siddhanti. The description of persons who are less than the Shudra, namely Kirata. Kirata generally is those who are living in the jungle. Generally the Africans are called Kirata. Puno. Puno. They live in the north of Russia, Germany. Andhra, Kirata Huna Andhra, Pulinda, Pukpasa, Abhira, Sumba, there are many. So, the Bhagavad says, Suddhanti, they can be purified. How? Jinnisha Papa, Jatpa, Praya, Praya, in the take shelter of the devotee, they can be purified. So, this purification process is for everyone. Everyone can take it. This is called Bhagavatam. There are, generally, we understand dharma means a kind of head. That is the modern definition of dharma. But dharma means the natural characteristic. That is called dharma. Natural characteristic of human beings, as stated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to understand that he is part and parcel of Krishna, God, eternal servant of God. That is natural characteristic. So, Prahlad Maharaj, because he was guarded very much by his father, with his father. He could not preach this Krishna consciousness movement very freely. So, in the school, he was only 5 years old. But because he was a Vaishnava, great Vaishnava, he was trying to preach the Krishna consciousness time. So now he's preaching to his fellow students. My dear friend, Kaumaro Acharet Prata Dharman Bhagavatam Ha Durlabham Manusam Janma Tadapad Duhamad Harthada. He says, my dear friend, this Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness, this characteristic, natural characteristics, should be invoked from very childhood, Koma. After 5 years, from 6th year to 15th year, it is called Koma age, and then usefulness, from 16th year. the Pullang Maharaj recommends that these Bhagavad Dharma should be learned, should be given lessons to the student from very child. Why? Then Dudlavava Manasana Dharma. This Manasana Dharma, this human form of life, Dullava. Dullava means it is very rarely obtained. After many, many births, we get this human form of life. You know, there is transmigration of the soul, evolution, process. Developed according to Darwin's theory, the evolution takes place of the body. But that is not the fact. Evolution, the bodies are there already. The soul evolves from lower type of animal life to the higher type of human life. He has to undergo transmigration from aquatic life to the trees and plants, then to the insects, then to the birds, then to the bees, animals, and then he comes to the human form. Out of the human form, there are many uncivilized human forms. Then we come to the civilized form of life. The civilized form of life means the Aryan family. Aryan family means those who are advancing. Aryan. So, the Aryan family is controlled by Vedic culture. So out of the Vedic culture people, mostly they say that we are under Vedic culture, just like we say we are Hindus. We are supposed to be under Vedic culture. But actually we do not follow the Vedic culture. And those who follow little bit, not altogether, they are generally addicted to the frequent activities, pious activities, sacrifice. And out of many thousands of men who are addicted to this karmakanda, fruitive activities, one person is interested in knowledge or self-realization, atma-jnana. And out of many thousands and thousands of people who are interested in self-realization, one becomes liberated soul, brahma-bhuta. And out of many thousands of brahma-bhuta, self-realized soul, that I am not this body, brahma-bhuta prasannātmā na sūtati na bāṅkati. This position is really obtained. And after passing this transcendental position, or after coming on this platform of transcendental realization, one can understand his real constitutional position as eternal servant of Krishna. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan man padadrati. Jnanavan, one is actually self-realized in full knowledge of his constitutional position, his relationship with God. Such person engages himself in devotional service, and that is called Bhagavad Dharma. Savai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti varopat. There are different kinds of religious system, but actual religious system is that which teaches the followers how to surrender unto the Supreme Lord. Now, therefore, the Supreme Lord Krishna, when he comes to re-establish the religious principle, dharma samasthapana kaya, sambhavani jude-jude, he comes down the path to re-establish the real religious principle. What is that real religious principle? What Krishna says? Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekam karanam. When we become free from so-called artificial paitava dharma, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all religious principles which does not teach how to love God, they are called paitava dharma, cheating. Cheating dharma. Real dharma is how to surrender. It doesn't matter what dharma you are following, but if you are actually advancing in Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, and you are developing your consciousness how to love God, then you must know that you are following real religion. That is called Bhagavad. The word Bhagavad comes from the word Bhagavan. Bhagavastam. Bhagavat. From Bhagavat comes of Bhagavan and Bhagavat. So there are two kinds of Bhagavata. The good Bhagavata and the personal Bhagavata. Personal Bhagavata means one who has dedicated his life simply for the service of the Supreme Lord. He is called personal Bhagavata. And book Bhagavata, which teaches the science of loving God. That is called book Bhagavata. So book Bhagavata and personal Bhagavata, they are as good as Bhagavan. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is absolute. So there is no difference between Bhagavan's name, Bhagavan's form, Bhagavan's quality, Bhagavan's intellect, and so on. Anything connected with Bhagavan is Bhagavan. That is the teaching of Sri Rupa Goswami. Nirbande Krishna Sambande Yukta Vairagyam Uchite. So, Bhagavad Dharma means to understand what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God, and how to act. Everyone has got relationship with God, but at the present moment, by the power of material modes, we have forgotten. The relationship is there, that's like if you come out of your home for many days, you forget your father and mother, somehow or other. It is something like that. Mamevaja prapadyante mayametan taras. If anyone surrenders unto me, then there is no more maya. Mayametan taras. How there can be maya? The real process, if one accepts the real process, that I am part and parcel of Krishna, I have an intimate relationship with Krishna, my only business is to serve Krishna. If one comes to this conclusion in life, there is no more maya. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, mukti, the definition of mukti is nitya anatharupam. So upenavati, that is called mukti. Now we are identifying that I am not Krishna, I am Indian. I am American, I am Christian, I am Hindu. I am identifying Annatha Rupa, which I am not. Because these designations, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Indian, I am American, I am German. These are all due to this body. But I am not this body. Therefore, the whole designation is false, because I do not belong to this body. I am separate from the body. Just like we are sitting in this room, in this hall. That does not mean I am this hall, you are this hall. Similarly, I living entity, you living entity, so we are certainly, some or other, we have come in contact with this material body. But that is not my identification. I am not this body. I am aham brahmasmi, I am pure soul. That is self-realization. And as soon as you realize yourself, then all these false designations immediately vanish. Brahma bhuta prasannatma, na sudhati, na bhangati, samat karvesu bhuteshu, madhavati lavati param. So this Krishna-consciousness movement is giving opportunity to the human society to come to the liberated position, free from all designation. The bhakti, bhakti-marga, is generally known as bhakti-marga, or the path of devotional service. The bhakti marga is defined by Narada Muni in Narada Bhakti Sutra. Sarvopadhi jinin muktam taparatena nirmanam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti. When we become free from all these material designations, sarvopadhi jinin muktam, tatparatena nirvana. When we actually become simply connected with Krishna, tatpara and nirvana. That is nirvana. That is Krishna bhakti. Simply thinking of Krishna. This is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhagati jumam sami jitta tamo. There are many instances that. So, he is the highest yogi. There are different types of yoga systems. The topmost yoga system is constantly thinking of Krishna. Smartabhya patatu Vishnu. So, this is called Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna Bhakta. The Prahlad Maharaj recommends to the students, you are all students, now life is dedicated to learn. But you should know, the first learning business is how to learn what is God, what you are, what is your relationship with God. These three things have to be learned. That is the special advantage of the human form of life. Other things, for maintaining this body, that is done by the animals also. They have no scientific knowledge how to open a slaughterhouse, but they know how to kill animal eating. God has provided nails and jaws and teeth. The tiger, without opening a slaughterhouse, scientific, he can kill any animal, any directly with blood. But we are trying to do the same business in a scientific way. I understand that Indian government, is importing scientific machine for killing and slaughter. So, this kind of knowledge stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Aparita Jnana. There is no problem for eating, sleeping, making, action. When I was coming from Madras to your city, I saw so much vegetable plants still lying. And you can utilize them for producing food, producing milk. Your economic question can be solved simply if you can produce grain and you can maintain some cows. You get sufficient milk, sufficient fruits and grain, your economic question is solved. There is no need of opening big factories. There is no need. Krishna has provided in such a way, and the Vedas say, Yetam Bhunam Siddhati Kama. Actually, you see, I have visited in Africa. There are millions of elephants. And there is a national park, the elephants, tigers, lions, and other animals. They're open there. You can go in your car and you can see, they come to your car. But their food element is there. So, the elephant eats at a time at least 40 kilos, 50 kilos. But God has provided for his food. In Africa, there is a part of jungle where the gorillas live. And in that jungle, there is a tree whose fruits are as strong as the bullet. But they are meant for being chewed by the gorilla. He doesn't utilize those fruits. So, the Devi Sutra says, Eva Bhunam Vidudhati Kaman, Nitya Nityanam Chitana Chitananam, Ego Muknam Vidurati Kaman. So, God has provided food for everyone. There is no question that unless you open slaughterhouse, you cannot eat. That is not the fact. For human beings, for animals, everyone, food is there already. Everyone, sufficient arrangement. Purna Vidam. Purnamada, Purnam Purnam Gatchati, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vajati. God is not poor. You can see practically. There is, you need water. There are hundreds of thousands of tons of water before. You require air. There is so much air. You require light. There is so much light. So much food. Everything is there. That is not our problem. Our only problem is how to understand Krishna. This is problem. My Guru Maharaj used to say that there is no scarcity in the world of anything. The only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, beginning from Prahlad Maharaj, we belong to the disciplic succession of Prahlad Maharaj. So, in days gone by, he was teaching Bhagavad Dharma. Tomarvasavitprasa dharman bhagavatanta durlavam manasam janvam tadavi adhruvam arthadam. This human form of life is very rare. Therefore, from the very beginning of life, the students should be given education about this Bhagavata. That is real education. Other education for maintaining this body is God taking. But there is no necessity absolutely. We have created so many problems. Because there are 8,400,000 species of life. If for 8,300,000 species of life, there is food arrangement by God. Why this 100,000 species of life should suffer for want of food? There is no such question, but artificially we have made such problem by our so-called educational advance. They say that by scientific advancement, we are solving the problem of scarcity. But actually, we are not solving the problem of scarcity, we are entangling the problem of scarcity. That is a fact. If you study impartial, you will understand that 50 years ago, the problems that were not evident in India, they have now come out. So many problems. So all these problems can be solved if we take up seriously this Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna consciousness movement. That is a fact. We challenge any scientist, any philosopher, so-called scientist, real scientist, he knows. Now, the other day I was about asking one chemist that said, you can easily say that water is a combination of hydrogen and oxygen. So, there is so much water in front of you. Now, how many tons of hydrogen and oxygen was required to combine that and make it into water? And who first supplied the chemicals? So, there is no answer. If you have got any answer, you can give me. So, things are going on by the laws of nature, but we are dashing our brain. In this way and that. The sun shines. The sun is rotating in its orbit in such a way that it does not go in an inch this way or that way. The scientist says that if it goes this way, the whole universe will be turned, will be frozen. And if it goes this way, then everything there will be blazing fire. So who has made this law? That answer is in the Brahma Sangita. That Chakshuresa Savita Sadalak Dhana Raja Samastra Sudamurti Asesu Pija Sasra Asmaya Samati Sang Dhritokala Chakshu Govinda Vati Purisham Samam. So this sun is located exactly in his orbit, in his position, in due course of time, by the order of the Supreme Lord, Govinda. And Govinda, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dhakshe Na Prakriti Shiva Desa Characharam. What about wonderful things are going on in this material nature? That is under the direction of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. There must be brain. We must admit it. So, people should learn that it is not that the nature is working blindly without any control. There is control, there is brain, there is a system, everything is going on. And that brain, the supreme brain, there, belongs to the Supreme Personality of God. This is the movement of Krishna consciousness. And long, long years ago, our one of the ancestors, spiritual master, Prahlad Maharaj, he also thought to his class fellow that this human form of life must be into life for understanding Bhagavad. Now, if you say, then how our economic process will be solved. That answer is also given by Prahlad Maharaj. Actually, there is no economic process. We have embarrassed the king in such a way. I will give you one example. That in London, when I was walking in the park, I saw many persons without any proper dress lying on the bench. The English nation has its background, the British Empire is still a class of man in suffering, lying on the bench without proper dress. In America, which is fabulously rich, now the hippies are coming, and then is a street in New York, Bowery Street. In that Bowery Street, we find so many men drunkards lying on the street. And the hippies, they are coming out from very respectable rich families, but they have adopted voluntarily a wretched life. So, the problem is not economic development. The problem is how people are becoming mad or confused how to save them. That is the problem. And this problem can be saved, can be solved by Krishna consciousness movement. Actually, it is happening. So our request is that you students, you try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. And it is very easy to understand. If you read Bhagavad Gita very carefully, without any bad commentary or without a bad commentation, if you read Bhagavad Gita as it is, if you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, your life will be perfect. That is Krishna consciousness. So far your economic problems are concerned, you should know, as Prahlad Maharaj advises, here he says that sukham oindriyakam doityya deho dhugena dihina sarvatra labhate daivat jatha dukham adharnata. He says that our happiness means our sincerity. That is our standard of happiness in this material world. How much I have gratified myself, that is called happiness. With my eyes, how many beautiful men or women I have seen. With my ears, how many beautiful or nice songs I have heard. With my tongue, how many palatable dishes I have eaten. With my other senses, how much I am enjoying. Sukham oindriyakam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, in the material world, this happiness means satisfaction of the senses. Sukham oindriyakam doitya deha yogina dehina. Now, a dog has got different type of body. A hog has got a different type of body. A human being has got a different type of body. The standard of happiness will be provided according to the body. That's the first. Just like a dog enjoys sexual enjoyment on the street. It has no taste. But a human being cannot do that because he enjoys the same sense enjoyment. But because he has got a different type of body, he is ashamed. He is ashamed to enjoy sex life on the street. But gradually, this sinfulness is diminishing. I have seen in Western countries on the sea beach, the lower time. And then in an open sea, open beach. You walk, you see. So they are losing the same food as well.
law, this is a fact. According to the body, the standard of sense enjoyment is there. You cannot change. Just like a hawk. The hawk got it's such a kind of tail. He has gotten such a kind of tongue that he will enjoy food eating very nice. But if you have got a different type of tongue, therefore you cannot eat the stool. You want different types of food. So this is a fact, scientific fact. Deha yogina dehina. So my standard of happiness, your standard of happiness, which means self-satisfaction, it is already made according to my body. So you cannot change. That's why your heart cannot change his life. So that he can taste nicely halwa in his soup. That's not possible. No. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that his economic problem to increase material happiness, that is already ordered according to the body. The best thing is that we should come out of the bodily consciousness of life. We should come to Krishna consciousness, that God, and try to enjoy transcendental peace. Sukham Atam Sitam Jyotam Kotindriyam Nariyam. In the Bhagavad Gita, he says that real happiness, which is to be enjoyed, transcendental bliss, that can be attained in when one is self-realized. In many places, these things are stated. That Vishakha also says, suppose the jhum, the satya suddhe, jatos suddhe the satya, jatma samma sukham anandam. We are after happiness. But if you want eternal peaceful life, then you should have to purify this material existence and condition. That purification process is this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then your life will be changed. Means all the perfection within the heart will be green. Jeva Dattana Vajanam, Bhava Mahadabha Vini Bhava. These are statements in the Shastras. We are not sufficient stock of knowledge on the Vedic literature. And the essence of Vedic literature is Bhagavad Gita. If you read Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any man interpretation, then your life will be sublime. Chant Hare Krishna mantra, read Bhagavad Gita, and do your work. It doesn't matter. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that nama kaya pani akaha apano khaya. Remain in your position. We don't say that you change your position. But as Arjuna was advised by Krishna, yudhasyamanasmara. You go on fighting, at the same time Krishna did not say that I am your friend. You stop fighting. No. You have to fight. But do not forget me. That do not be out of Krishna consciousness. Then your life will be something. That is the instruction of all our sins. Dharma Tham Shukri Pungsa. Atapurvi Vijasvesa Varnatrama Vimana Sanusitasya Dharmasya Sanshidhi Hritosa. Try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by your operationality. That is success of life. So you are teaching this philosophy in Krishna consciousness movement. Our process is very scientific, upright, and it is very simple. It can be accepted by anyone and everyone. Even a child can accept it. And there is no loss, there is no cost. Kindly pay. Thank you very much.
I'm afraid of being very confused. He wants to know if any of us have joined the Krishna consciousness cult and we failed to attain any satisfaction from the Christian
religion.
At least, if he takes the Krishna concept then, it becomes a better Krishna. That's right. In Christianity, the Ten Commandments, the first commandment is, thou shalt not kill. But we see practically many Christians are engaged in killing animals. So if you take the Krishna consciousness, you will abide by the orders of Lord Jesus Christ not to kill any. So he becomes a better Christian.